Hey, thanks for listening to Unleashing Kingdom Voices. Join me or a guest as we unlock some secrets to AI, to personal development, to finding your voice. Join us now as we help you unleash your voice. So welcome to the Kingdom Mentor Podcast. I'm Teresa Croft, and today we're joined by a special guest, really ready to share her unique voice and story. But first, just let me give you a quick insight. I've been exploring artificial intelligence. Don't do that. It's ChatGPT especially, which has really transformed how I express and refine my thoughts. I can't wait to share more about this tool that broadens your perspectives, assists in your personal growth, and let me tell you, it helps you do content creation so much quicker. As we talk with our guests, let's remember the diverse ways we can find to amplify, find, and market your voice, including through innovative technologies like ChatGPT. If you want more insights, do head over to teresacroft.com. I say it's under construction because I'm sharing more about this. So you just think, okay, what's she talking about? All right, without further ado, let's warmly welcome Christy Stocker. She's all about business transformation. She is a speaker, an author, and one of the best mentors you could find when it comes to business. So Christy, so awesome to see you.
Hey, Teresa, I am so glad that you asked me to be here. I'm excited to bring all sorts of fun value to your audience. Hopefully you all get something out of this today. I'm excited.
I appreciate it, Christy. We are both at a mastermind. I had a conference and a mastermind, and I'm kind of the newbie on the block, don't know a lot of people. And I was getting some iced tea, and all of a sudden I hear, hey, Teresa Croft. And it was Christy. So I got to meet her, watch her go on stage with some laser coaching at the mastermind. And mastermind talking a lot about AI. Maybe we'll talk about AI with Christy. But really what I want to get to you, Christy, is first give us your background, because you made an amazing pivot. So how about that story from your background to that amazing pivot that you did?
Yeah, for sure. Well, when I was in high school, I loved mentoring people. I was very, very active in leadership and speaking and presenting even back in high school. But I don't know about any of your listeners, but was there something that you really loved when you were a kid or maybe a teenager? And then you said, well, you can't really make a living that way. You should do this. I was really good at design and marketing and everything. So that's what I got my degree in. And actually, that's where Kinetic Edge started, was marketing and design and corporate communications. So I thought, well, I'm good at that. So that's what I'll do. I'll go to school for that. And then, you know, graduated with honors and did the whole thing. So that's what I did. Is when I started college, I started my own business. And then I also went into corporate. So I was doing two things at the same time. But I will tell you, Teresa, it got to a point where I was starting to get very, very passionate about leadership. I would say maybe less than 10 years after I got out of college. Wow. And I said, you know what? I've got to go back to what was on my heart back in high school. And it was a huge pivot, right? You're going from corporate communications and corporate to becoming a leadership consultant and a speaker and a coach. And so I did my due diligence, right? I studied under multimillionaire influencers that helped so many people around the world. And I just threw myself into what I really loved. And so as I pivoted and kept pivoting, I attracted a lot of mentors. Like, people just started coming out of the woodwork. So I guess my first point is, when you align to what really lights you up, things will happen for you. The path will start becoming clearer for you. And that's basically where I got to where I am today. And so now I'm still building, right? Everybody is still building. So I'm sure you're all still building. Yeah. And, you know, my huge goal is to become the number one authority for leadership in the accounting and the tech space. And so that's where I've grown, you know, these several years. And I'm hoping that I can help other business owners, entrepreneurs get the same thing, because when they align with their true purpose, what lights them on fire,
I believe that,
then big things happen. And that's where the transformation happens.
That is so good, because, you know, sometimes you can think, oh, I just like to do that, but I can't make money. I remember one time, I was earlier this year, I was like, this is what I want to do, and I want to make money from it. And my friend answered back, well, who says you can't? And when you line up with something that lights you up, there's the energy, there's the passion. Sure. Now, granted, in the course of doing that, Christy, some people have to, I think of it like a waitress, like a star trying to be found in Hollywood. They wait tables at night and then they work during the day. So I really like that. And I know you're a hard worker. When people come to you, they're like, Christy, help me. What's like some questions they ask and how do you get them to that one focal point to take the next step?
Yeah, most people, and this happens several times in a week, they'll come to me with four different things, actually, Teresa.
Okay.
Usually their challenges are lack of focus, lack of clarity, lack of direction, and lack of focus. Oh, and lack of balance.
Wow.
And so what happens is, they know they're trying to live their life and have a successful life, but their balance is off. They feel like they're constantly sacrificing one thing for another. And I'm here to tell you, you can have all of it. If that's what you want, you can have all of it. It just means you need more information.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times people say, look, I don't have the clarity.
Okay.
I know I don't want to be where I'm at, but I'm not exactly clear on where I want to go. Can you help me with that? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then the other couple things are focus. So I don't know about you, Teresa, but it's very easy to get distracted in this world with social media. Social media can be a good thing.
Yeah.
But social media and things grabbing your time at every single point that you look around, and then focus.
Yeah.
And then the direction.
Right.
So a lot of people have a dream. They're like, I want to have a larger business, or I want to make money this way, or I want to serve this many people, but I don't know how to get from A to B. Wow. I need the roadmap. I need the direction.
Yeah.
And that's where I come in on all those four things. It's like, if we could put those four things together for you, the balance, the clarity, the focus, and the direction, do you feel you could have a successful life? And almost everybody that I've ever talked to says yes.
Yes.
So that's where I come in and help them achieve those things, move those roadblocks out of the way so they can get where they really, really want.
That's awesome. So you're actually doing a lot of personal development on their mindset even before you get into the professional development. Isn't that amazing that really whatever business it is, you almost have to deal with their limiting beliefs or their mindset about themselves? I think sometimes you get that out of the way, then what you got for them is like crystal clear. Do you find that too?
Oh, 100%, Teresa. I definitely agree with you. A lot of people will come to me and say, hey, Christy, I want to achieve this in my business. It could be an external milestone, hire a team or make so much money or serve so many people. But sometimes, most of the time, actually, it's the mindset.
Wow.
Because let's take weight loss, for instance.
Okay.
There are 100 different ways that you can lose weight, right? Certain exercises or diet or food or nutrition plans or whatever, right? So it's not that it's the lack of information and the steps that you lack to lose the weight. It's the mindset thing. You know what you need to do.
Wow.
Right? You know what you need to do. Put down the chips and the cookies and maybe exercise more. I mean, come on. You know you do.
Stop the nighttime binging or anytime binging. And that's so easy.
Yes.
The next thing you know, you're behind on what
you're behind. Exactly. And it's the mindset thing that really stops people from achieving what they want. You know, and there's could be listeners out there right now that are like, well, you don't know me and what I've been through and everything. And I'm like, I love to give my clients the side eye and be like, are you really trying to tell me that right now that you can't do that? Okay. Come on. Blind people have climbed Mount Everest and 90 some year olds have run marathons. I kind of don't want to hear it. I'm just being totally real with your people.
No nonsense. Let's get to what you need to do.
Yes, so, you can absolutely do it. It's just a lot of times, like you said, your mind is what's stopping you.
I know your heart, based on listening to you up at the Mastermind, you really would love to, you're building it now, but really building a leadership consultation group where you can really take in some high-end people that they need your experience, Christy. And so to build something like that, would it be just like an arm of what you're doing now, or would it be what you're building to as you build what you're doing now? I'm just curious.
Yeah. Well, that's a really good question. My business is actually broken up into three parts. So I call it the trifecta.
Nice.
And I do it because it provides three different avenues that I can help my clients. So my first avenue is speaking. Right? I've done keynote speeches. I've traveled everywhere. It's virtual. It's on stage. You know, all those great things. So I will come into different organizations and speak. And then the second part is success coaching. Okay. And that's where I work with individual professionals, entrepreneurs, business owners, what have you, to get them where they want to go and stay there and not lose their mind to get there. Right.
So good. Okay.
And then the third part, you mentioned my leadership consulting. So the third part is where I go actually into organizations. So as I said, I love specializing in the accounting and tech space.
That's amazing.
But obviously I will help whatever organization really needs it.
Yeah.
But when I do, I usually will implement my program called Leader Track, and I will go in and they will say, look, Christy, we've got some people, some high potentials that we want to promote. Okay. Or we feel could be good leaders, but we don't have the time or the resources or even the know-how to teach them how to be amazing leaders for the company. That's where I come in. So I will come in and I will train them and work with them. And here's the important thing, Teresa, I will coach them as a group, because a lot of people will come in and they'll train. They're like, hey, here's leadership and here's what you do. Here's what you don't do. See you later. The coaching part. Okay. Is where it's really at. And that ties back to your transformation thing that you had mentioned.
Yeah.
That's why I concentrate on transformation, because so coaching individually, when I'm in that leadership consulting space for organizations, that's where you really see people shine and come out of their shell and become amazing leaders.
And that's got to make you feel so good.
Yes. I mean,
that's so awesome. Okay. Yeah. So you're on the podcast. So I'm going to get some info on you. I'm a voice person, help people get online or speak on stages. And I'm also with a group that actually provides a stage as a speaker academy. So someone's listening, because they always know I talk about speaking. Can you give me, like, let's see, what would be the top two steps to start really honing in on you wanting to speak?
Okay.
Yeah, we got stages, but don't you think you got to get pretty decent online first? What do you think? We'll be right back. Meanwhile, check out TeresaGroff.com. Just a short break. Meanwhile, check out TeresaGroff.com.
Well, you could. Oh gosh, there's so many. I mentor so many people in presentation and how to become a speaker.
Okay.
There's so many things.
That's great.
I would say, yes, that's a really good point. If you're going to become a speaker, you want to be comfortable in the virtual space as well as the live space. And here's, and this was a good question. I had to ponder that for a second.
Okay.
Here's why this is.
Okay.
And let's hope this never happens again. But everybody experienced 2020, right? When the world turned upside down, everything shut down.
That's the truth.
So what happened was, I have a lot of speaking friends, right? I'm in the speaker space. So I'm friends with a lot of speakers around the country, if not the world. Now, what happened was, there was a huge divide. You had some speakers that all they knew was traveling from space to space and speaking live. That's all they knew.
Wow.
So when the world shut down, they freaked out. They had no clue how to change. They had no clue what to do. Mm. Some of them had never been on Zoom before or done any type of virtual presence. Now, for me, I had already been my entire coaching programs and some of my leadership consulting's all online. And it has been for years before that.
Uh-huh.
So for me to change to more of a virtual platform was like, oh, I can do that. That's easy for me.
So good.
And it really, there were some speakers that were down and out, I'll be honest. And having that versatility will really help you, because there could be times where they're like, well, we want you to be on stage, but something happened to the facility, or, you know, there's restrictions, whatever it is. Can you do virtual?
Yeah.
So being able to exude that same energy and your content and your message and your transformation through the virtual stage, that is very, very important. Yes,
and I do realize that I was just at a speaker academy. I thought, you know, let's just go ahead and get certified as part of my program. There are definitely dynamics of stepping up on stage. I love it, but there are definitely some dynamics that aren't with your virtual. I just think that if someone really wants to be a good speaker, though, I think they need to go through whatever the training is to speak on stage and then bring that over. But I always say this, and I'll say it in my signature course, if you can't start here, then I think going to that stage is going to be a lot harder for you. Maybe not for everyone, but if you're really going to master your craft, learn how to talk on a podcast, learn how to talk on a video. So I love that you've got three things of your business. And I love that you start out with the speaking. That's got to be where you get some leads of people. Okay, I like what she's got. It's kind of like a speaker who's written a book, and they get a taste of you. And then they're like, you can go buy my book and find the whole story. So in a way, finding your book is booking a call, or, you know, that lead becomes a discovery call and then comes into your business. Is that kind of what you're seeing with the speaking to business to leads?
Yes, absolutely. Speaking, even if it's virtual, I've had multi-billion dollar companies see me speak on webinars. And then I always put my contact information at the end of any keynote, anytime I speak, whether it's in person or it's virtual, I always put my contact information. That's kind of a default, right? Yeah. But I put my contact information, and then I'm also very clear. And I said, look, if you loved what you saw and you feel this message needs to come to either you, where we talk and we say, yeah, hey, you know, what's going on? How can I help you? Would you like me to help you with that challenge that you have? Yeah. Or B, when these companies see me, they're like, we need you to come talk to our team.
So good. Yeah.
And so that's what it leads to, because the proof is in the pudding. I've told somebody over, you're talking about the mastermind that we were at when we were in Dallas. And somebody came to me and she was inquiring about my speaking business, because she's not in that space at all, right? She has products. She's product-based.
Okay.
And so she wanted to learn more about the speaking, like, how's that work? And she said something about credentials. You know, what credentials do you have? And do you have all these credentials? Well, in her space, credentials mean something, right? Because it's health-based. So different. And I said, honestly, speaking is more portfolio-based.
Very good.
Because I could be, and no offense to all you Harvard graduates, but I could be the highest level Harvard graduate with all sorts of credentials and things behind my name, but I could be, excuse my French, a sucky speaker.
Yeah.
And not be able to connect to my audience.
Yeah.
But you could have somebody like me who, I hope I'm connecting with your audience. At least that's what people have said when I spoke, is I'm not a Harvard graduate. I don't have the things behind me. However, what I do have is I have a passion. I have lots of experience and I have a lot of knowledge that I love to share with other people. So I feel when you're on fire for a dream, those business leads will come, because once you crush it, you go on stage and you crush it.
Yeah.
Those leads will see what you're on fire for and they will want to bring you in. And that is, how I get a lot of my speaking business is they either see my stuff online, like my videos, and when I'm on social, they go to my LinkedIn, or they've actually attended an event and said, we need her to come to our group and help our group.
And I know there might be some of my listeners that still kind of like a video, but you know, the more you get used to it, and really you can't compare your day one to someone else's day 1,000, and be careful, you know, scroll with purpose when it comes to the videos. I got to ask you one more question, and I'm sorry it's on speaking, because that is just so awesome. And it's so,
no, that's great. I hope it helps.
So how much storytelling do you do when you speak?
Well, let me tell you something about storytelling.
Okay.
This is a really good question for me.
I love storytelling. That's why. Like, we had a 10-minute speech, and the first day I'm like, God dang, I all I want to do is tell stories. They have purpose, but anyway, I just feel it's in your business. Do you have storytelling?
Yes. Well, when I was a kid, I'm just going to digress for 2 seconds. When I was like, I don't know, 6 years old, you know how your parents always get called, you know, for PTA conferences, parent conferences? The teachers all through my elementary school kept saying, Christy's a storyteller. She talks too much. She just tells stories in class all the time.
Love it.
Now, here's the thing. Like, I have tons of stories. I love telling stories. But here's something that I will tell your listeners out there. Okay. If you are afraid to tell stories, when I first got into my speaking, right? Yeah. Like I'm kind of new. I'm still trying to get used to it. This is years and years and years ago. I wasn't always excited to tell my stories because I thought because I was speaking to accounting and tech and more professionals and business owners, they wanted to see the data and the statistics and the metrics and all the things and, you know, stay on point and show the slides. But it wasn't until I would say 2017, I think it was, when I spoke to my first accounting group and they asked me to come in and it was very short notice. Another speaker had called off, right? I had 2 days notice and I was not prepared for the, you know, at all. And I said, well, the only thing that I can teach is on purpose, like about purpose, connecting to purpose. And I'm thinking, what accounting person's going to want to do purpose? They're going to want technical things. So long story short, I spoke for an hour and a half, two different speeches. And I had so many people, Teresa, coming up to me and saying, I loved your stories.
Yes.
They inspired me. And it was at that point I said, I need to share more with myself, even if it's something on communication styles or team building or goal setting or something like that. I need to put more of my stories in there because people will resonate with your stories because they're real.
They're real.
And they're very easy to tell because guess what? You lived them.
Yeah.
Right. There's nothing to create. Right. You've lived them. Just bring your emotion and take yourself back to when it happened.
Yeah.
And the passion and the energy will come out. So the more that you do tell stories that you feel are relevant to what the people, you know, what the content is, the better, because they're going to remember your stories. They might not remember the metrics or the little research that you showed, but I know darn well they are going to remember your stories, and that's what's going to motivate them to real transformation and action.
I think storytelling is so powerful. Of the brain to accept the facts, like you lead off as a story or a personal thing. I thought it interesting. I always say this. You said when you were little, that people said you were a storyteller. I always believe you can go to find some of the threads to your voice, to your identity. You can go back to what you like to play. And I have just one, I have lots of them, but one instance, I love to get up on things high and pretend like I was preaching. Well, there's one day I tipped open an apple cart, got up and I would preach to the birds and the bees and the apple trees. What do I do today? I open up an Apple computer. Now let's say you had a bad childhood, but you got some healing. So you get to serve the person you once were. You get to say, hey, this is where I came from. Maybe you're not going to go into a business talk, but you certainly could go into a talk that could draw leads to like, hey, I got help here and I want to reach my hand out and help you. So, I know by just studying, speaking, really there's something happens in the brain when you to start to tell them a story. Then when it comes for the bones and the meat, they are so ready to listen to you. So I really appreciate that, the story that you gave there. That's just so good. Well, Christy, I appreciate your time and so much wisdom you've dropped for our listeners. I know I've got a lot of business people who are working their businesses. One in particular, it's called Girl Power Alliance. And within that business, there's personal development, leadership development. There's a speaker academy. There's leadership and coaching.
Nice.
At the same time, they're sharing this with others. So I'm really excited what you shared because I know it's going to help them. If you want more information on Girl Power Alliance, check the links in the on this podcast, but also check these links. Share some where they can get in touch with you, Christy, whether it's social or an opt-in or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, check out everything below. The one thing that I am going to offer everybody here is if you are a business owner or, you know, entrepreneur, or if you're a corporate leader and you just want to get higher and you're just like, you know what, I just want to talk to somebody what the possibilities are,
then
please reach out to me at that link. You can book a call with me and let's just talk about your challenges, talk about your goals. If you're feeling stuck, let's get you unstuck and let's move you forward to what you really, really, really feel on fire to do. Because like I said, you really can have it all. So I would encourage you to go there and, you know.
Since we're on a podcast, can you say that out loud where they should go?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me bring it up. Let me bring that up. So since we are on podcast, I will tell you exactly where you can go to book a free call with me. It's going to be your normal https://, right? Like every other website. And then here's the important stuff. Once you put that in, you're going to put Kristi Stocker, KristiStocker .as.me/leadership50.
Oh, awesome.
So that is krististocker.as.me/leadership50. And you'll get an entire free session with me. You can also find me on krististocker.com. I'm also on Instagram under the same name. And please, you know what? If this really resonated with you, please follow me on LinkedIn too, because I'm pretty active on LinkedIn.
Okay. And if someone like says, oh, can I just DM you on Instagram? Will that be possible? Do you answer DMs?
Yep, I absolutely do. Okay. If you find me under Instagram, Kristi Stocker,
you saw him on the pod or heard her on the podcast, that'll help her put two and two together there.
Yeah, absolutely. Do it.
All right. It's so awesome to speak with you, Kristi. You're sure a gem of wisdom. And I just speak blessings on your business that you'll continue to be able to go forward to those big dreams in the corporation world, but with you being the mentor, being the leader. So thank you so much. And those of you watching, thank you for joining us for the Kingdom Mentor Podcast. I'm Teresa Croft. I'll talk to you in the next episode. Thank you for tuning in to Unleashing Kingdom Voices Podcast. We hope today's episode has inspired you to embrace and amplify your unique voice. For more insights, resources, and information about our courses, AI tools, and our incredible guests, visit teresacroft.com.